Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say traveling. We are joined by Eric Zeng, the Director of Product at Facebook. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Xiaolan. 你好.
你好, Eric. I've been following you on Facebook. You've been traveling everywhere. Do you really have a job?
I have the best job in the world.
I know. You travel everywhere, and then I know you've been to some really cool places.
Yeah, I've been to a number of places that I think are a little bit off the beaten path. Less than 2 years ago, I was in Antarctica, where I married two of my very good friends on the Antarctica continent with penguins.
Wow.
Walking around. That was pretty magical.
Wow. So cool. That's amazing. And then you also went to North Korea, I remember.
Yeah. So also actually that same year, I was with a delegation to North Korea, and we spent almost 2 weeks just exploring Pyongyang and then some of those smaller cities outside of the capital. And that was eye-opening. I mean, it is everything that you hear about North Korea, mm-hmm. and also nothing like what you expect in some ways.
Wow. Were you able to go anywhere freely?
No.
Without people following you?
You are basically chaperoned the entire trip. Mm-hmm. You need to ask for permission to go to the restroom.
Right.
And when you arrive at your hotel at night, you aren't allowed to leave the hotel property. There's literally an imaginary border around the hotel building, and they warn you not to cross that border.
That's incredible. Did you pick up some Korean, by the way?
I did learn a little bit of Korean, although it turns out that there are certain words you say in South Korea, mm-hmm. That don't actually translate well into Korean spoken in North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I think even the word thank you, I think it's 감사합니다 in South Korea, is a little bit different in North Korea.
Right.
But there were a few awkward moments where I was trying to show off my Korean in South Korean dialect, and I just got blank stares in North Korea.
Oh, no.
Hopefully I didn't offend anyone.
A lot of languages like that, like I travel in different English-speaking countries, and then they have totally different usage. Like in America, when I say, hey, where's Lou? And then people look at me in blank. What is Lou? Well, yeah, what is
Lou? Who's Lou?
And then I have to learn how to say restroom. I said, why can't they just say powder room or ladies or something? Mm-hmm. So they all use that differently. And then also we know in Chinese, for example, when you say someone, it's 很感冒. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, that means, oh no, I'm not a fan.
Oh.
And in Taiwan, that means I'm not a fan of doing something. But in China, that means I'm so interested. It's totally opposite.
Well, that can get interesting if you are in the wrong place at the wrong time saying that.
Exactly. Okay, let's come back with your travel later. Let's work on how to say travel in Chinese. Mm. We say 旅行.
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 旅, is the combination between square and the tribe. And the original meaning was just the men assembling under a flagpole. And I guess that was really from the ancient time when they were nomad, and people had to travel around the world. And nowadays, 旅 is a very common word to describe to walk, to go, or to travel. 旅, third tone.
旅.
And 旅.
旅.
行 is the second word. 行, it's a combination between step and an adult man. And so one adult man taking one step, so that means to walk. Hmm. So 行, 旅行 together, we mean travel.
Hmm. 旅行.
旅行. And also you sometimes may hear people say 旅游.
Hmm. 旅游.
旅游, and 游 is to wander around. And there's slight difference between 旅行 and 旅游, although in English you may say, oh, I travel, but 旅游 meant to be a little bit more entertaining. So it's more like when people go on sightseeing and they just enjoy themselves. But 旅行 tend to be some journey you go for slightly longer with a purpose.
Mm. They both sound interesting. Wandering the world sounds great, but then being purposeful sounds great too. Can you combine them?
In real life, yes, you just mentioned, oh, I went to Luxing. Then people would say, oh, yeah, you must have a purpose either for study, self-development, or some, you may go to the Tibetan temple to meditate. Mm-hmm. You can say you Luxing.
Yeah.
And Luyo, obviously, yeah, you can say, oh, yeah, I went to, yeah, Florence, for example, to Luyo.
That's great.
Yeah, and then another word people use often is Lu Tu.
Lu Tu.
Tu. Yeah, Lu Tu. Tu means road or path, so that means journey.
Mm. And is that the same Tu as like Tu Cai if you're doing a business trip?
Could be. Yes, depends on the context. But if you say, oh, I'm traveling from London to Boston and then to San Francisco, and then you can say, along the way, this journey has been good. So we can say Lu Tu, and sometimes when we wish people have a nice trip, we say Lu Tu Ping An.
Lu Tu Ping An.
Lu Tu Ping An. Ping An means safe, so have a safe trip. Lu Tu Ping An.
Sweet. Safe journeys.
Safe journey, exactly. Safe journey, Lu Tu Ping An. Right, and then for people, the tourists, we say 旅客.
旅客.
客 is the guest, so 旅客 is the tourists.
Hmm.
So Eric, I know you also went to...
to Madagascar?
Madagascar, yeah. How was it?
Madagascar is a beautiful country. It's
mm-hmm.
It's not a country that many people visit because it's hard to get to.
Yep.
It's buried there towards the bottom of the Indian Ocean to the east of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But if any of you have seen the cartoon Madagascar,
I love it.
Yeah, that is how most people, I think, picture the country Madagascar with
dancing animals,
cute lemurs who want to move it, move it.
Mm-hmm.
And surprisingly, it's actually a lot like that. The lemurs are truly adorable in real life.
Right.
And they're everywhere. And the beauty of Madagascar is that it's such a diverse country. You can have rainforests
mm-hmm.
And then and explore these lush jungles and then drive 4 or 5 hours south, and suddenly you're in a desert canyon.
Wow.
That looks like the Grand Canyon in Arizona. And it's such a diverse place with beautiful wilderness and scenery. I highly recommend visiting.
That's amazing. So when you travel, you travel for a purpose, like 旅行, or sometimes you combine with 旅游.
Yeah, so that's what I was wondering if you could combine them, because I travel both 旅行 with purpose. There's a general itinerary of things I really want to see.
Yep.
But then I also want to travel in more of a 旅游 style, because
yes,
I think a lot of the beauty of the world you discover only when you break free from a fixed itinerary and you let your feet lead you and you wander and you explore you come across interesting things accidentally. So I think my style of travel is a combination of both 旅行 and 旅游.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure we have a lot of notes to exchange after the recording. I love doing the same. Like, I went to the Colombian Amazon to stay with the indigenous people to understand how they blend in and integrate with the Mother Nature.
Wow.
And the same thing I did in Botswana and also in Greenland.
Wow, see?
To check out a glacier. So it's a combination of 旅行 and 旅游.
Yeah, you're well traveled too. That's impressive.
A lot of mileage. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. We talk about traveling, 旅行. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见 Eric.
再见小兰，谢谢。
谢谢。